Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa. Today, we're talking about anxiety recovery. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, and I'm always super excited to bring you amazing tools and tips to help you eliminate that dreadful anxiety. Join me every Wednesday as I bring you a new episode every week.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
One last thing before we get started. Our full self-paced course is now available for purchase. You get all the lessons that I teach in the group coaching program at your convenience. You can watch whenever you'd like. This is a full self-paced course, but the first 50 people to purchase will get 3 months of virtual group calls for Q&A and meditation with me. Get your course now. The link is in the show notes. Happy learning. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, and today we're talking about anxiety recovery. What does it look like? What does it mean? Can it happen? Can we recover from this dreadful anxiety? And the answer is yes. Yes, 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 we can recover. Whether you're taking medications or you decide not to, you can still recover. So what does anxiety recovery mean? For everyone, it's different. But the way I use anxiety recovery and the way I tell people that getting rid of your dreadful anxiety is possible is when I talk about recovery, I talk about you being able to do the things that you want to do in life, without feeling that panic and that dreadful anxiety. Anxiety is a normal emotion, so some mild form of anxiety is normal to feel. We want that because it keeps us from getting into harmful, dreadful, horrible situations. It keeps us safe, and the mind is there to create anxiety to keep us safe. So some sort of anxiety is okay. And we know what anxiety we're talking about. We know the type of anxiety that we can live with. The one that we don't want to live with for the rest of our lives is that dreadful anxiety that, again, keeps us from living the life that we want to live. That anxiety that makes us fearful, that makes us want to just stay home and not do things, that makes us want to avoid situations, avoid things that we actually want to do, that dreadful anxiety we can get rid of. Please know it, put it in your heart, in your soul, and in your mind that anxiety recovery is possible. And I know it's really hard when we're feeling super, super anxious for us to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's hard for us to even think that we can recover, and our mind just thinks, what if we don't? What if we never get out of this situation? What if I'm always like this and I can't live the life that I want to live? I know it's really hard to see us being recovered and being and doing the things that we used to do when we were fine without anxiety. But please put it in your heart and your mind and in your soul that you can recover. The more you tell yourself, what if I never get better? What if this? What if that? What if anxiety is always there? You're reinforcing to the brain that something is wrong. And so the brain is not going to ease up, and it's going to create more anxiety, frustration, irritability, all those emotions and that energy tells the body and the brain that something is wrong. Please, please, please try to tell yourself anxiety recovery is possible. If you can't say it yourself to yourself, play this episode over and over and over again to plant that little seed in your mind to be able to believe that you can recover. And the more we believe, the easier it gets. The more we believe, the more coping skills, things that we know are good for us, the exposures, they'll become easier and easier. Really important for you to switch that negative thinking off and try to be more rational. Anxiety recovery is possible, and it's different for everyone. Again, when I talk about recovery, I'm talking about that dreadful anxiety, the panic that we live with. We don't have to feel that, and we shouldn't have to feel that for the rest of our lives. You can recover. And when we know that and we truly start believing it, we start doing the things that we know we need to do. And recovery can happen and will happen for you. So everyone is different. With any technique that I teach, with my patients, whatever I teach them, I always say, find what works for you. What does anxiety recovery mean to you? You have to have that goal and that image and that visualization in your mind to be able to know what you want and where you want to go. What does anxiety recovery look like to you? What does that mean? And take a few minutes to really think about it. What does it mean? What do I want to feel? How do I want to feel? What does anxiety recovery mean to me? And make a list. It could be, I don't want to have panic attacks again. I don't want to live in this fear. I don't want to stay home anymore. I don't want to avoid things. I don't want to quit my job, or whatever it is that you feel anxiety recovery means to you, write it down. And then we have a clear picture of what that means, which will be easier for us to reach our goal. When you don't know what it means, how can you ever reach that goal? What does anxiety recovery mean to you? Make sure you have that list and start walking towards that recovery. And know that these goals and this plan that you have and the expectations that you have can change, and they will. The more we realize healing and realizing things that maybe have affected us, we're going to implement things into our lives to help us with recovery. So these goals will change. You have to be flexible. And this is something that I really want to talk about in this episode, is that recovery is not linear. I've talked about this before, but I love bringing up every single thing that I talk about often because we need reminders. Recovery is not linear, which means it's not going to get better, 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 and never, ever fall back just a little bit. It will happen because life happens. Things happen. We're not in a bubble where we're going through therapy and we're healing and life is not going to happen around us. Things happen. People without anxiety have bad days. We all have bad days, bad moments, bad things that happen to us. And that's going to continue to happen while you're recovering. So will we have bad days? Yes. But we can learn from this. What can we learn from our recovery, from our anxiety? And that's why it's important to be flexible in your treatment plan, in your healing, in your goals that you set for your life, for your recovery. You have to remember to be patient and be able to pivot and change and adjust to whatever you have in life, your routine, your techniques, and that everyone is different. Everyone is different. Find what works for you. Very, very important for you to realize all these things when you're recovering. And it takes time. Be patient. When we get frustrated with recovery, when we get frustrated that we're not getting better, why am I not getting better? Why? What if I live with this forever? What if I go crazy? What if I can't do the things that I want to do? I know how it feels. And I know that when we are dealing with this and we have that panic and that severe anxiety, that it's very hard to see that light at the end of that tunnel. But I want to tell you that it's there. Sometimes it's very, very dim and the light is very hard to see, but know that it's there. You have to put in the work to get better. Some people come to me and just because they think, oh, I'm seeing the anxiety doctor now. She's going to take the anxiety away. I'm going to help you and I'm going to guide you, but you have to put in the work. It's not just going to therapy and it's not just that hour that you see your therapist. It takes time. It's what you do in between your therapy sessions. What are you implementing into your life that's important in recovery? Recovery is sometimes long, and yes, it's hard, but dealing with anxiety for a long time is harder. I guarantee you that things get better. I guarantee you that recovery is possible. I'm living proof, and thousands of the patients that have helped can tell you the same thing. Recovery is possible. You can do it with or without medication. Know that. Feel it. Feel it in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, and believe it. That is the key to getting better. And another thing for recovery, and this is for me and what I see my patients, recovery is when you don't fear anxiety anymore. When you're able to be okay if it comes, when it comes, you're okay and it doesn't become a full-blown panic attack, that's recovery. Do I get anxious? Yes, I do. I get a little bit of anxiety, but it lasts a few seconds and it's there when I need it. Sometimes it's there when I don't. But if I really think about it, I'm like, oh, okay, I've been eating too many pastries. I love that pan dulce. And sometimes sugar does affect me. Vitamin B affects me, even if it's just B complex, which I think is the best vitamin supplement B for people with anxiety. The methylated form also, it's hard for me for some reason to break down vitamin B. And that can make me a little jittery. That sometimes can affect me. And so sometimes it comes for no reason. But I don't fear it. And it never becomes a full-blown panic attack. And if it ever did, I'd be okay with it. Now it's not fun, but I don't fear it anymore. And that to me is recovery. When you don't fear anxiety, and you're okay if it comes once in a while. That, to me, is recovery. And again, recovery is different for so many people. Find what works for you. Everyone is different, but have that realistic goal that you want to set for your anxiety recovery. You have a plan when you do that. When you don't, and you're just thinking, I want this gun, I want this gun, I want this gun, and you're frustrated with the anxiety and you want it gone, you're just creating more anxiety, more frustration, more irritability. So again, be patient with the process. And that is all for now. I wish you all the best. I love each and every one of you all, sending you a big, big, big virtual hug. Always remember to be good to yourself and others, and I will see you soon.
Thanks for listening. Find us on Instagram at The Anxiety Doctor and online at www.drlisacortez.com. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time.